All right, hello everyone. Welcome to day three of the Deviate podcast during CIY.
Aww.
If you're wondering where day two is, we got bombarded last night and got kicked out, so no day two, sadly. But we'll do a makeup episode for it. But I have,
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah, they got kicked out, but from a guy. Yeah, but so who I have here today is
Jonah.
Say you're
I'm oh, that's right. No, I'm not Jonah. I'm sorry. I am Peter Parker today. Just Peter Parker. Yeah. I've got my Daily Bugle badge, so. Yeah.
And I'm Spider-Man.
Sylvia.
Who are you?
Jenna.
Who are you? I'm Toothless.
Who are you? Superman. I mean Clark Kent.
All right. And then who are you?
And I'm Isabella.
And who are
tuning in?
What?
To the, oh.
And then who are you?
It's like you're done now.
What was the question?
Who are you?
Oh, I
am. It's okay if you don't.
You don't have a costume.
Black Spider-Man. Can I say that? Am I allowed? To
yeah,
say
you're
that?
Able to say that. I mean, which way did you mean it, though?
No, I just.
So that was like offensive.
No.
Yeah, you made it sound like you were saying
do.
It like that.
I think it's offended.
All right. So welcome everyone. We have a bunch of new guests, new faces, and a bunch of stinky faces. But yeah, we are currently not in studio, so there's a bunch of noise downstairs. If you guys can probably hear it, but yeah. So Isabella, since you have the mic right now,
yes, I do.
Actually, I'm just gonna turn that a little bit. There you go. Since you have the mic right now, I'm going to ask you what I normally do. What is the highlight of your day so far, and what are your expectations throughout the rest of the day?
The highlight of my day, like, as of today?
Yes.
My highlight of today, although the day has barely started for me, the fun has yet to come. It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's too early for fun and excitement. But I think my highlight of the day is just taking a walk around campus and seeing how pretty Lee University is. It's a really pretty campus.
Yeah.
And it's a different environment compared to Florida with flat land and heat and humidity, and it's really
rain,
ugly and disgusting.
Bipolar weather and all that.
Florida sucks.
Florida does suck.
But, you know, just looking at Lee University and appreciating its beauty.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep this question going. So, Lacey, same thing goes for you. Yeah, you.
Can I hold it like
yes,
this?
Yes, you can hold the mic.
Thank you. How is my day?
Yeah,
what
is the highlight of your day so far, and what are your expectations for the rest of the day?
I got a good latte this morning. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just expecting the Lord to keep revealing stuff, you know, because that's what we talked about this morning in session was asking for the Lord to reveal stuff to us. So I think if we wait with open hands and open hearts, he'll definitely answer that prayer.
That's really nice. All right, Isaac, what about you?
I like the hills.
The hills?
The hills, because, like, Tennessee is, like, very, like, we seem like, yeah.
It's very,
like, very hilly. We seem like we live on mountaintops, and, you know, it's kind of cool being above grounds, finally. And back in Florida, it's, like, very flat. There's no basements. Disgusting. And I'm just kidding. I love Florida, and this is, like, I don't know. It's, like a safe haven, like a second home, you know?
I get that. Yeah. Mm. All right.
Truth, and justice, and the American way.
Interesting.
Being kindness is a new punk rock, you know? So
okay,
just be kind
to it. I wonder where you got that from. Yeah. Superman. All right. And what about you, Andon? Or Toothless, or whatever?
I enjoy being cool enough that I cannot die in this Toothless costume. Also, the French toast this morning, that was really good.
I'm a fan of French toast, I'll be real. French toast is just okay.
Probably my highlight was probably worship this morning. I really loved it.
Worship
is amazing.
Yeah. Worship is really good. She could use this mic, that one's over there. What about you, Sylvia? What has been the highlight of your day so far, and What are your expectations for the rest of the day?
I really liked worship, and I went for a walk, as I like to walk, and I like to listen to music. And now I'm really tired, and I want to go to sleep.
I get that. I'm really tired, and I want to go to sleep. What are you doing? I already don't like that. Mm-hmm. What are you laughing about? Actually, no. My highlight of the day.
Yeah, Coben, what was your highlight of the day?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese?
I love grilled cheese.
It was pretty good.
Grilled cheese is so good.
I like how ASMR-y we are right now, how we're like, the favorite part of my day was the grilled cheese. It was really good.
Having like the little like lift on it, too.
It was really good.
It was super good.
I really like grilled cheese.
I really like grilled cheese.
The microphone, too.
No. Oh, Lord.
Can you hear that?
I'm like, what is scream into
it? But yeah, I do my expectations. I don't really have my expectations, but I do wonder what the lesson tonight is going to be looking like, you know?
I hope that they bring back that one Cuban preacher from last year. Sylvia, do you remember? That one Cuban preacher from last year? He was so good.
I heard creature, not preacher.
Yeah, preacher.
I mean, I guess Phil.
He was Cuban, I literally stood up and applauded.
Locked it.
I like
screaming.
I was like, yeah.
Represent.
All right, what about you over here, Mr. Jonah Parker?
That's Peter. Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
In my professional opinion. Wait, what are we. What was the question?
What is the The
hot dog I had for lunch was pretty good. I'm hoping, but it was still pretty good. It wasn't good enough to finish. It was still pretty good. Those lunch ladies did such a good job on making hot dogs for lunch today. The lunch lady guys too, but the lunch men, yeah, the lunch men. Lunch dudes, yeah. The people that live in the back.
Why is it called lunch lady and not lunch man? I've never heard of...
It's a sexist thing, I don't know.
I can't believe this.
No.
We really have to talk about this.
Equality.
Women make food and cook? Are we serious?
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like...
Wow.
It's tough to yell that at a guy. Get back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. Like, you can't do that.
I think
but
I could definitely can.
You can, but you can do that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
But you can do that to the lunch ladies, of course. So, I'm just kidding.
It's kind of like how when someone says like, "Hey, like you guys," I'm not saying like guy, like you guys are guys, but it's like I'm saying in total.
Can we?
Yes. I did.
Can we applaud the men in the lunch lady field?
Can we applaud the men wearing
and women field?
Men and women field. Yeah.
Wearing
women and men
hairnets.
Field. We preach.
Yeah. No, that is a very good question. Why do bald workers wear hairnets?
Maybe they need to wear beard nets.
Because they need to.
But what if they don't have a beard? But why do they still wear
their
hair hairnet?
Then that's Mr. Clean.
They want to feel equal.
Yeah, they want to be equal. From what, Sona? Just because they're follicly challenged.
Frolicky challenge.
Wearing a hairnet. They just wanted to.
Yeah,
all right, before I get on to anything else, like I do in every episode now, I'm going to be reading the verse of the day.
Oh, yes, what is the verse?
So the verse of the day is Ephesians 6, verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, heavenly realms. So take what you will with that. You will take it. Yes, you will. Good, because Jesus gave it to you. All right.
Okay, so like when it says like we don't deal with like people like flesh and blood, that means like we don't wrestle with people. We're supposed to recruit people and be kind to people.
Yeah.
So because basically heaven's our home. We're just down here recruiting right now. That's how we can go
100%.
Back home. And so we're trying to get as much people as we can just to like see how much we can take with us and, like, spread our word. And we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spirits and principalities. And basically, like, the enemy, the closer we get to God, the more the enemy's going to attack, and he's going to send his fallen angels after us, and we just got to be prepared.
Yeah. Imagine if I, like, I'd be like, hey, you want to get interviewed right now?
You'll put a fishing pole? Fishing. A fishing rod?
That'd be a pretty cool, like, idea. Imagine, like, having one down there, and just people are able to talk about their story and stuff, and then just reel it back up after. I am fishing. Fishing for,
Fishing for
Christ followers. But you just dropped your phone.
That's not...
Oh, dang.
That's not Kingdom Worker activity. Pick that up.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Wow. All right. Also, I didn't get your name. Isaac, you want to pass the mic over?
Yes.
We didn't get your name.
Madison.
Your name's Madison. Got it. So, what are you doing here, Madison?
I'm just kind of hanging out with my friend Jenna for a little bit.
All right.
I don't know what I'm gonna do after that.
Got it. You take
Sorry,
it.
Thank you.
Did you ask me a question?
No, I'm thinking of one to ask you.
Oh, okay. We can go back to that verse, but I think Isaac pretty much touched upon.
He somehow touches
on
it,
everything.
Like everything.
So imagine.
Picture a tree. No. So guys, I want you to hold my fist.
Tree, right. Just oh.
I want you to stick out your leg.
A sea salt. Salty.
Six. No, you put your hands down. But who is all going to, like, some of the activities later today, or like the what are they?
The electives.
Yeah, the electives.
I'm doing the 1K.
You're doing the 1K. We're doing the 1K, right? Me too. Yeah.
I think you're doing okay. I'm going to go to top three.
She is.
Top three.
She's tired. What even is top three?
Top three is what are the top three things that high school students should care about right now? Come to the selective and find out. Our morning speaker will be helping you think about these important things in a Christ-like way.
Well, that's top three. Amazing. But yeah, so yeah, there's a bunch of these electives going on here. Lacey, are you going to any of those with anyone, or?
I think Sophie and Maddie, they wanted to go to top three and then the vocational ministry one.
Is there anyone going right now, or is, I think it's just lunch?
There is. It's how to share your faith.
Right across. Also, guys, we didn't explain it. We are in, Cleveland, Tennessee right now at a campus called Lee University.
We out
it's very beautiful.
In 10IC.
Yeah, we are in 10IC.
Yes.
No.
Awesome, because I'm from Tennessee.
There's the door.
Yeah, leave.
There's the balcony. normally I have a lot more questions.
He wakes up and chooses violence consistently. Yeah.
Normally I have a lot of questions to ask, but, normally we've been covering a lot of questions like later in the day instead of now, and like I don't really have that many questions today. Oh, actually I did have a question for you. It was during a you can also get your own mic this time. No. But so during the lesson, you remember how they were talking about how when Jesus got resurrected and all of it, like some of the followers were like walking back devastated and Jesus was talking to them, but they didn't know that. But like, why did they not know it was Jesus? At first, like, cause they turn. So you know how, like when the lesson today, like this morning, when the guy was talking, he was like talking about like how his followers like walking back and Jesus was like, why are you guys sad? And then they turned around and said, like, telling Jesus about Jesus. But how did they not know it was Jesus? Yeah.
Was that Mary Magdalene that went to
no,
the
no,
tomb?
No, no,
no. Oh, when...
Not Simon Peter one. It's not the boat one. Like, It was like just told today. It was like they told Jesus about Jesus and like how his body was missing. And
like when he appeared to them on the road.
Yeah.
Right before doubting Thomas was like, I need to see you, and then poke through your hand.
Yeah, but how did... Yeah, no, but how did they not know it was Jesus, though?
So, the way that the story goes is Jesus appeared to the disciples, except Thomas. He appeared in, the room, the upper room, right? That's how he did. And that, and that's what doubting Thomas... And that was doubting Thomas. I don't know why I don't remember him talking about that. I remember him talking about that, about the new covenant, old and new covenant from, New Testament, looking back into the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I honestly don't remember him talking about that story.
You should pay attention more. No. Yeah.
I mean, he always had the fullness of God, but now he really was one with the Father because he took on our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And after he was risen up, death was defeated. So I'm assuming that it was kind of like a transfiguration of sorts, that he just appeared different.
Yeah.
Because he was clean. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the story that I remember... Sorry, I know the cords everywhere. The story that I remember is like a story that's like close to it when Jesus was first resurrected.
Yeah.
He appeared to Mary Magdalene because she was like 3 days after Jesus died and was in the tomb. She runs over to Jesus's tomb, but then the stone that covered the entrance of Jesus's tomb was rolled away. So she went in there and sees, Jesus' body isn't in there.
Yeah.
She starts to weep and cry and everything. And then Jesus appears to her, but she doesn't realize that it's Jesus. And that's what I always wondered, is why in the world did Mary not understand that that was Jesus? Like she was looking for Jesus.
Yeah.
She found Jesus, but she didn't even recognize that that was Jesus.
That's what confuses me is because it's like he came out of the grave. And questioning why everyone was so upset, but then they still didn't see it was him.
Yeah. So, and the only thing that I can really think about is when you're when something bad has happened to you, when I don't know, when something just really, really devastating happens to you, you're not really in the best headspace.
Yeah.
And so you don't see certain things, you don't notice certain things. It could be blatant things, but you just, because you're not in the right headspace, you just don't realize it. You don't see it. And so, that's the only thing that I can think about. That's how come that's why she couldn't recognize that's Jesus. She was looking for Jesus. She found Jesus, but she didn't even recognize Jesus.
Yeah.
And then Jesus just simply calls her name, Mary. And then the Bible says is she realized, she recognized and was like, my Lord, my God. She said Rabboni, which is an endearing term for teacher. That's the story that I remember.
Yeah. It's just, it was when he talked about it earlier, it was confusing to me. So that's why I was going to ask. Cause I was I never really understood why.
Sorry. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, no.
Okay. It's sorry. Halfway out. Sorry.
No, but that's, it was I was questioning. I was why couldn't they realize it was him at first? But that I kind of understand it now, what you mean by explaining it.
Yeah, that's the only way that I can think about it. I might be wrong, but.
Okay. Does anyone have any interesting questions they want to touch on? Here comes Isaac. Oh, wait. You have one? No. Oh, you were trying to reach it over for him. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right.
One question I have is, how has God spoke to you, throughout this week?
How has God spoke to me throughout this week?
Yeah.
See, for me, I feel it a lot differently. Stop breathing through the mic. No. But
what?
For me, it's weird because to me this year it's weird for me because this year I honestly felt more of a spiritual high at Lake Aurora, 100%. Like I 100% had so much more of a spiritual high, and like I felt like God's presence so much more there than I am here, which is weird because this is like 10 times what Lake Aurora is. But I felt it 10 times more at Lake Aurora this year, mm-hmm. which was insane. So I don't know how he's spoken to me yet. Maybe sometime throughout this week he will. But currently right now I'm not feeling it like I did at Lake Aurora. Because Lake Aurora was like an instant like, boom, I know you were there mm-hmm. type of thing. Isabella, you had something you wanted to touch on?
I was going to say kind of the same thing because I thought I was the only person that kind of felt that, because like even at Lake Aurora there were like sometimes like I'd feel like, oh, maybe I don't feel the connection, but like to me it's like I feel so conflicted because I felt such a strong connection to when I was in Lake Aurora. I don't know, it felt more like
Lake Aurora.
Like I think
Lake Aurora.
It is my first year, so I can't say too much. Like, yeah. Maybe it's just, like, it was a just bad year. Not a bad year, but not, like, a different year.
Yeah.
But I feel like going to Lake Aurora, it felt so much more, like, closer in a way. Whereas when we're here, it does feel nice, but you don't feel that, like, close connection.
Yeah.
And I think, because me and Lacey were talking about it, how it's kind of like, it's like camp versus... Not camp versus college. It's a camp. But it's like this.
Camp
it's
versus
like
real life.
It's like we're coming to
more,
a conference,
like, you know?
Like a work conference. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily feel like a family like thing, like similar to Lake Aurora. Like, I feel like when we were there, we all kind of felt like family and we were all like together and it was a lot smaller and it wasn't as big. So we were like kind of closer. Yeah. I don't know.
I think one other thing that also like 100%. Like helps towards that is the fact that during Lake Aurora when they took away your phones, mm-hmm. like you didn't have your phones, you had to use everything else around you,
yeah.
and stuff, and I thought that was like also in a way like it made you like closer because you weren't distracted by like screens mm-hmm. and stuff or like being tempted to buy anything on the phones or anything. So, yeah, and then when we come here, it's like, yeah, it's still, like, a fun trip, and, like, it's a God's, like, trip and stuff, but you have your phones now, and people can still get easily distracted because they have their phones this time instead of, like, Lake Aurora, where it was, like, we were together and, like, socialized together instead of on our phones, you know?
It's a different feeling. Yeah, and I liked our small talks. I think that's my yeah. favorite thing
about
Lake
Aurora.
Yeah. Is how, like, I don't know, it just felt so, like, relieving. Like, I really liked that. I don't know, to me, it just felt like we were in, like, a safe room where, like, you could talk about anything. And I felt the same here, too. But it was just, like, the energy was different. Like, I don't know, it felt so relieving, like, when I was there to just, like, express everything and to just hear everyone else around me, like, talk about their problems and see that, you know, everyone is suffering. Like, everyone has their own problems. And it made me feel like not, like, my problems are meaningless, but, like, things will be all right because everyone goes through things. I don't know. It was just that energy. But again, it is only the second day, so I can't be like, this place is kind of trash. Like, I'm not really feeling it here. But I don't know. Lake Aurora, just like, it just has aura. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
We cannot deny its aura. So, yeah.
All right. And I. Oh, wait. Sylvia says she wanted the mic. So, you know, you too. You know.
She has my mic. Oh, okay.
Hi, guys. I'm kind of tired, but to like. Like spicing up the podcast, I asked ChatGPT to prompt some questions. So let's go. I'm gonna, yes,
okay.
Sylvia takeover. Let me see, let me find a good one.
Are they relevant questions or just random questions?
Like relevant questions to Christianity. Okay, let me find a good one.
I had something to say. I mean, I don't know if you're gonna like find the questions and stuff.
You can go.
So, yeah. So, Lake Aurora and CIY are two very different trips. One, you know, trip is very much like camp vibes and stuff like that, and you know, this is like they call it camp, but it's also like camp mixed in with like conference and like, but then it's not really. Like a true conference, because you get all this free time that you know we can go out and do whatever we want as a kind of a group. So this is definitely like this trip is like you can compare it to CIY or you can compare CIY to camp, but it's definitely not the same. But it's like this is a great trip that like I used to go on as a student. I tell you guys like I had my life saved at Lake Aurora. But every single time I'd go to CIY, it was just like kind of like reconfirmation that like I am saved. CIY was like a second like buffer, if you will, you know, to just bring me closer and closer to Christ. So it's gonna feel different, and that's okay. That's a good thing. I hope that you guys feel. I mean, when I see you guys worship with all the other groups and all the other teens here at CIY, I mean, it looks like you guys are like. Locked in the zone. So I mean, from the outside it looks like the presence of God, like you are in it, and it's awesome to see you guys. It's awesome to see like our group you know, like grow closer in our small group times and everything like that. So like if you like, even though it might feel different, it's okay. It's still good. It's still good different stuff. So
and I think that's kind of interesting though, because then we asked the question, why is it that we kind of prefer like Aurora this year? And I think it's because I think Coben was saying it and Isabella was saying is that there was no distractions. We were literally in the middle of nowhere. We were interacting with each other because our phones were taken away. And so it sounds bad, but we were forced to like reach out to other people and like do interesting and fun things that we never would have done because we would just be in our cabin. Otherwise, if we had the choice, sleeping or like on our phones. But I think it was like that sheer fact of like 90s fun. You know what I mean? Like there was nothing connecting you to the world. You didn't have to worry about like people judging you or whatever because everybody was there to like have fun. But then it's like different though, you know? It's like that intimacy that like Lake Aurora is. It's like a family vacation versus, I don't know. Yeah.
Which is literally what you were
saying. I said kind of like a business trip. But I think, yeah, it's just like Lake Aurora is a lot smaller. I said like CIY is a lot more heavily funded to where they have a lot more interesting things like that whole like the whole screens and everything. And it feels like you're on a game show every single day. And it's just like, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. But it's just like different. It's just like small and cozy versus like a big thing. But I think like Jonah said, they're two different experiences, so that's why we can't necessarily compare them, because they're two different things. They're like, they're not necessarily comparable, they're just way different.
I think that's good though, because then you start to kind of gravitate and beg the question, okay, how do I sense God? Because God is always with us, right? But it's like, how do I really truly feel him? Where do I feel the most connected to him? Is it in nature, like Lake Aurora, where I'm literally there's no distractions? Or do I feel him in the sense of 1,000 believers worshiping with him, like giving us a taste of what heaven is like? So they're two very different aspects of our Christianity, right? Where it's like we're like Jesus when we go to Lake Aurora, in the sense of we're going away, we're secluding ourselves in a sense. And then it's then you go to when like Jesus is preaching out on the hillside, and that's what CIY is kind of like, where it's we're teaching, we're being fed, so then we can go again and like be fed. So they're two very different things, but I think that's good though. Is that new? Did they do that last year?
They usually do lock the cabins at Lake Aurora, because I've been going there since I was like little, and they always done it before. They've always locked the cabins.
Maybe they just had locks counselors last year that
bad.
I was 2 years ago.
I mean, they just have different tops.
Yeah, I only went the one time.
Yeah, that Wonder was, Wonder was one different. One day. Wonder's a lot more chill and like laid back and stuff. And like, yeah, you didn't like, have to unlock the door.
Yeah, because it was like a weekend.
Yes, I do. I have a couple. So some of these questions may be like a little bit like over the top, but I feel like those are the best questions because I feel like those questions are the questions that people have the most, but they're too scared to like talk about or like bring up. So yeah, just a little disclaimer. Hold up. I literally just had it. Hello. Did it just disappear? Wait, no. It's here, I swear. Ooh. Okay. Can Christians struggle with suicidal thoughts and still be saved?
I think so, because I know so. But yes, I 100% believe that Christians with suicidal thoughts can 100% be saved, because I mean God is like all knowing and He will, like He is here to save. But like even if there's like thoughts in your head, like you just always gotta like believe that there's a better way for it, or that like it's not him speak, it's the enemy speaking. Exactly. And stuff. And it's like also for a lot of people, if you're on the verge of taking your life and you don't, it means you still want to live life. You're not ready to die yet. But that's like how I kind of like picture it as, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's like a very interesting question. Because we all have thoughts at the end of the day, too. We're all either angry or, you know, frustrated, unwilling to give forgiveness and everything like that. But I think God is above all of our feelings, and we just need to stay true to that. Like when Jesus called Peter out of the water, you know, it wasn't that, yes, we should keep our eyes on, you know, God 100%. But what did Jesus say to Peter after? Do you remember what he asked him?
No. Oh, do you love me? No.
Why do you doubt me?
Yeah. Oh.
So if we start to doubt, okay, is God really not bigger than my thoughts? Then that's like a whole different ball game of like, then we start to question, okay, is God really all powerful and all knowing? And He is. So I think every time we have a thought that's like that, bringing it to Christ, making obedient, right? Because we have to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. That's what it tells us in our word. And keep bringing it to Him. We start to reshape our minds. Because it's hard. You know what I mean? Being a teenager is hard. Life is hard. We're going to have some thoughts from time to time. But giving it to God at the end of the day is the most important thing we can do.
Period.
A lot of Christians have this mindset about like, they just feel like giving up. And giving up is like, the most Christians, I talked to a lot of Christians, and they said like, yeah, I just feel like giving up, and like the closer I get to God, like the harder it gets. And then like I get it, because I felt the same. And I've seen, and I've heard like what they talked about, and it wasn't the prettiest. And so basically I don't know, so they just felt like giving up. And then I told them that Jesus didn't give up when He was carrying the cross for you. And then they got this, and then actually someone told me that, and then I told them that, and then like, you know what, you're right, I'll just hold on for a little more. And you know, they were just happier people after that. And
this morning,
yeah, the like soccer player.
Yeah,
that's a very raw story. Like I feel like that's a lot of like,
yeah.
What?
But I mean, like,
all of them were. That's the point.
No, but like I'm saying, like I just feel like I have a lot of friends who like go through the same thing, because like suicide's like a, like being suicidal is like a real problem. Like it's a real problem, especially I feel among teenagers. But that.
Well, he went right to it too, and I was like, pop off, like.
Also, guys, real quick, if you guys ever think that your story or like your like whatever's on your mind isn't like, was it
enough,
or it's like if you think it's like not worth talking about, then it's like what we were told earlier today in the morning. It's like just throw that mentality out. Like it's the devil talking through there. Like your voice can be heard by not just God, but by like people around you. So, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So, another question is, why can't women be pastors in some churches?
I love that question because my bestie is literally a pastor.
Oh, really?
Like she goes, yeah, she's wonderful and amazing, and I love her. A lot of it comes from, I think it's like 1 Peter, where it talks about women should not teach other men, but let's see why he wrote that, right? Or is it Peter or Paul? I think it's Peter. But let's see why the historical context, 1 Timothy, thank you, why he said that. So women were never allowed to be educated, right? Before Jesus came, they were not allowed to be taught a lot of the laws and stuff that they were being, that the men were being taught. And so when Jesus came and completely flipped the script and was like, no, and he appeared to, you know, Mary, and, you know, he had women in his ministry. A lot of times women were just going out because they were not educated. They were just saying whatever they thought came to mind. So it was like incorrect teaching. So when he's talking about that, he's talking about women who would just say whatever came to their mind, even when it was wrong.
Right.
So it's really tricky because, and it's more nuanced than just like a black and white statement, because some churches believe women should not be in ministry at all. And then they neglect the historical context of why that was written, of like women were just going on and saying whatever it is, but it wasn't their fault necessarily because they were never allowed.
They just didn't know.
And they didn't know.
They didn't know any better.
Exactly.
They weren't educated.
And they
but
weren't allowed to.
But now that we have women that are more educated, do you think that it's that you should still like let like the men primarily like take over like being pastors, or?
That's a good question, and everybody's going to have a different opinion on that. And you even find in most churches that like a lot of times the head pastor is a male. And then the children's pastor is usually a female.
I don't think I've ever seen a pastor, like a woman pastor. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
Like a head pastor?
Yeah, I've never seen, like, a woman head pastor. Huh?
I don't think I have either.
Oh. All
right, so it's more common now because things are a little bit more, like, you know, like, laid back, like more modernized, I guess is a word for like churches and stuff. And of course there's still churches out there that really hold on to the fact like you're a woman and so you can't go on stage. I mean, I've even heard of churches where it's like women can't even like go on stage to work to lead worship, and that's a whole nother thing, because I'm like really. But yeah, I mean, what Lacey said is the truth. Like, back in the Bible times, it was a patriarchal society, meaning that the men ruled everything, controlled everything. It was like literally like man's way or no way. That's what a patriarchal society is. So now we're living in a time where that is not the case. Like, women have equal rights. So equal rights, equal fights, right? Yay. But seriously, like we live in a much better time. So, that is becoming normal at churches now, where like you can be a woman, preacher. And, it just like what Lacey said, that's true. And then we even read in 1 Corinthians 12, this is what Paul says. It says, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit, a message of wisdom, to another message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith of the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the Spirit. So it just kind of keeps going down. Paul keeps talking about that, like, the manifestation of the Spirit is there. There's gifts of the Spirit. One of those gifts is wisdom. One of those gifts is knowledge. And guess what? That's not gender exclusive.
Exactly.
Men and women can both have manifestations of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Whether it's knowledge, whether it goes down here, like for another, miraculous powers, like healings. There's another to the other, prophecy. So like prophecy, like having a message. You know, that's not male exclusive. That is men and women. You can take the Bible and you can, it does sound like, oh, women can never be pastors, but that's not the case. Women can be pastors, and it's a lot more common now, which is super cool. And CIY does a really good job at showcasing, like, they bring males and females in. She was a woman pastor last night. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So I have another one. This is kind of like a common question, but I'm still going to ask it anyways. If God has the power to heal, why does he let sickness stay with people who pray the hardest?
There we go. Okay. I'd say he's testing. He's testing you because, like, there's 100%, there's a lot of people out there that are like really good people that believe in God and do everything by the book and still have things happen to them. But I think it's just a thing to help strengthen their, like, themselves to Christ, but also tests if even through all this, they're still, like, wanting to be with Jesus through it all, you know?
But there's sometimes where people, I feel like they put their all towards Jesus, and I feel like throughout sickness, like both, like, terminal illnesses, they've been sick their whole life and they still have a bunch of faith in Christ, but they die and, like, they don't really, like, see, like, I'm speaking from experience because I have a friend whose mom passed away from cancer, and she's had this cancer ever since she was, like, 13. Her mom.
Yeah.
And it would come and go and come and go. And her mom would always talk about how one day she hoped that God would make her feel better because she was always in excruciating pain, and she died. And I just...
Which...
Sometimes I just question, like, why would God, like, let that happen to a person who had so much faith?
I think, which, when you said to help make her, like, have the pain go away, I think that was his way of showing it. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
instead
I don't know
of, instead of, like, taking the cancer away, like, he just took her. Like, he knew that she was ready. I'm not 100% sure, like, what I mean. But you, like, you understand, like, what I'm trying to say, though, right?
It is a hard question, and I'm sorry that happened, because that is sad. And it breaks my heart because that's not how it was supposed to be, right? Like, from the beginning, God didn't want all of this stuff. He didn't want his people dying. He didn't want terminal illness and people. Like our story from yesterday, our Kingdom Worker story, that girl has suffered for so long with, like, her panic disorder. And even through it all, she still kept the faith. And there's so many things that could be it. You know what I mean? Like, as to why. And I think it all goes down to, we live in a fallen and broken world. And we can try to be, like, the best person that we can, but at the end of the day, there is no one who is good except God, right? And it hurts my heart that, you know, your friend had experience that at a young age. And I hate that, and I'm so sorry. We just live in a broken world, and I hate also that answer, too, because it's so, like, a Band-Aid on the real pain of it all. You know what I mean? Like, you're telling me my best friend's mom passed away, and you're going to tell me it's because we have sin in the world?
And she, like, she grew up in a Christian household, and because of the faith her mom had, because of the faith her mom had in like Christ and everything. And in the end, I'm not going to say he didn't help her, but like in her eyes, he didn't help her mom. She just refuses to like go to Christ and like to believe in Jesus, because I always talk to her about it. And she's like, my mom had so much faith in him. And at the end of the day, I really feel like he didn't show up for my mom when my mom needed it most. So she's just very against it, and it breaks my heart.
And I mean, I can understand that. I mean, I asked the same question, why did my dad leave and didn't come back? And I prayed fervently for that, even till still to this day. Why did he leave? And just, I mean, he was a Christian, he was everything, he decided to leave again and break like our whole family. And there's so much hurt in this world. But okay, so let's say God doesn't exist, right? Like, let's say she really believes that God is not sovereign anymore because he didn't save. Then who's in charge of her mom dying? Whose fault is it then? If it's not God, whose fault is it then? So then the responsibility is on to us and to the environment and everyone surrounding it, you know what I mean? And so that's a hard, it's hard, because there's so many unexplainable things that happen in this world, and we can pray and pray and pray. But at the end of the day, it's like,
I low-key hate how, like, sin's, like, a randomizer. Like, low-key, it just, like, chooses. Because I don't believe that, like, for the case, I'm just going to stick with, like, my best friend's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she did anything to, like,
No.
Sin's
just
like, you get cancer, you get depression, and you get anxiety. And it's just, I feel like it's, like, such, like, a random thing. Because there's people who are terrible, horrible people living their best lives, and then you just have the best people with the kindest heart and the purest soul, and they're just going through so much. And like, sin is literally such a curse. It is such a curse.
And yet those make the best stories, literally. Because that's kind of, well, and maybe I don't know about the case for your friend, because it sounds like your friend is like not a fan of what God has, you know, not done for her. But you know, when I hear stories about, like, if I were to go to the movies and I was gonna pick one of two movies, one movie was about, you know, this person who was born with everything and they lived a great life, versus a story where someone had nothing and they clawed their way and then they got everything. Like, that's a cool story.
Exactly.
That's the movie I would want to go see. And that's the thing, is that those make the best movies. Make the best stories. When you, through your tragedy, through your pain, can fight and just, you know, make your way to, like, the top or the end. You know, for our case, for being, you know, for being a Christian, the top or the end of our lives would be, I mean the end, right? Paul in the Bible says, you know, like run the race, right? Like fight the good fight and everything like that. And the thing about like running the race, fighting the good fight, is that as a Christian, that does not end until you leave this earth. So it's a long fight, it's a long battle, but and you're going to have pain, there's going to be suffering, because Jesus also promises us that. And yeah, like someone just said, like, yeah, there's people out there who are not Christians and they're living their best life, and it's like, why isn't anything bad happening to them? Well, it's like,
it's kind of like what Isaac said, in the sense, like, you said something about, like, the devil shows you, like, or it's like, it was either Isaac or it was a speaker. It's because he always comes up with great ideas, and I'm thinking of a speaker or something. But it was during one of the lessons, either Isaac, and it was like, the devil makes your room for you and makes it look comfy.
That was Sophie.
It was Sophie. Yeah, but it's like covered, like, it's
no,
not.
It's like the devil makes your jail cell look like a home. And
yes,
like,
makes
so
it comfy.
Comforting. And so you have the ability to leave, but you don't leave
because it's your comfort space. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's totally right. And yeah, and the thing about that is like whenever you guys get baptized, whenever me or Lacey are able to baptize you, you know, we like also try to tell you guys, you know, like, you know, make sure that this is what you want to do. Make sure that, you know,
being baptized is something that you want, because when you're baptized and you're closer to God, that's when the devil attacks you more. Why? It's because you are closer to God. He does not like that. Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's great. And you know what? As great as that is, because that is one of the best things, you know, hell lost another one, I'm free. But that's also, that puts you in the line of fire. That puts you in the line of fire of 1,000 demons, because they do not want you to be closer to God. So for the ones that are living their best life, but they're not a Christian, well, the devil's got them, right? Because they're not Christian. So they're living their best life, no struggle free for now, because, well, they're away from God. The devil did his job, right? But with us, we are trying to get closer to God. So the devil's going to try to pull us back, right? And so here comes struggles, whether it's physical outside struggles or whether it's mental in your head struggles, whatever the case may be. And, you know, God, Jesus, Paul even, you know, promises, you know, there will be struggles of many kinds. Christians are not the exception. And that's what makes some of the best stories, that even through your struggles, if you remain, you know, you keep the faith, you win the race, you fight the good fight till the end of your life, that's what makes the best stories. So in the case of your friend, I hope she also understands that, like, if her mom was a Christian, well, where did she want to go at the end of her life? To heaven, right? So do you think she's in heaven? Because from the sound of it, it sounds like she is, right?
Yeah.
She's in the destination that she wanted to be, right? So I would hate to experience, you know, what she has experienced and that kind of loss, and it's not fair. However, you know, in terms of her mom, at least she's in heaven, right?
Yeah.
At least she's in the destination that she wanted to go. So in her terms, she finished the race and she fought the good fight. And now she's with Jesus. She's in paradise now. For your friend, I hope that that's acceptable to her. One of these days, maybe not now, maybe not tomorrow, maybe, but sometime in the future.
I'm sure her mom would like to see her in heaven.
Exactly. So.
And I've told her that before.
Yeah, and so I hope that, you know, maybe she can, you know, reformulate her opinion of God, and is like, well, God was there and mm-hmm. brought her into her real home, right? Which is heaven. So hopefully one of these days she'll allow God to do the same in her life, and one of these days get to go to heaven. So.
Yes. Okay. Do you want to add to that? Okay.
Like what Jonah said earlier, we're fighting in the battlefields, and basically as soon as you get baptized, you sign up for a war. Oh, okay. And basically, we're going to be fighting for mostly the rest of our lives. And what Sophia talked about, her friend's mom, basically, I'm sorry that happens. And I know those things happen and they're terrible. But that could be the war she was fighting. And she could have, and at the end of the line, before she passed, the war could have ended right there. The war ended right there, and she ended up where she wanted to be, and, you know, she's in heaven now, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
so, are you
going to?
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I keep on cutting you off, sorry.
No, it's okay. And also, God gives us something called the full armor of God, and it is basically, like, our protection against the enemy, because, as I said earlier, as soon as you get baptized and give your life to Jesus, you sign up for war, and you get drafted, and you have to protect yourself and keep fighting, and basically just fight this war that you were put in, and because this world will try to hurt you as much as possible. But as long as you have God, that starts to wither away, and then you have this divine protection, and then you have this sense that God will never leave you. He is always there. He is your shield of faith. And as long as you have the full armor of God and, like, still have a strong faith in him, you will reach heaven and you will live the best life here down here on earth. That's all I got.
Okay. One more question. So, does God care more about his plan than our pain?
No, no. He doesn't. He doesn't. I mean, yeah, that's in my head. That's easy because, I mean, no, God cares about how we feel. God, you know, is a loving God. And as an emotional God, as a God that shows love, our pain matters to him. We even talked, I think they talked about today that, like, we have a high priest, like a king that can empathize with us. Like, he knows because Jesus was, you know, fully God and fully human. He was God put on flesh, experienced all the struggles and more than, you know, what we have experienced. So we have a God that empathizes with us and mm-hmm. cares about our feelings. So, like, his ways are still better, and we have to be the ones that follow his ways. But does your pain and your sorrow and your hurt, do they matter to him? 100%, absolutely.
I mean, just because we have pain, does it make it not worth it in the end?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, it's like, I mean, none of you guys have babies here, so you won't understand, but it's like the worst pain that you could ever experience in the world, and yet you have the biggest blessing you could ever receive at the end of it all, right? Which is a child. Or like when Jake is screaming and crying because he has a splinter in his foot. And he's in pain, and it's bad, but it's like, I have a plan for you, and that's for you to not be hurt anymore, right? You're going to hate it, right, when...
Did he actually get a splinter?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, it was infected, too. I felt so bad. Yeah, it was like, pussy, and it was disgusting. I felt so bad, and he didn't tell it... Anyways. anyways. I know.
He's like, I'm fine, Mom.
I know. That's exactly what it was, and I'm like, Jake, it's... Anyways. Like, it's going to be painful coming out, but in the end, you're still going to be happy you went through that pain to get it out. So I think that's how sometimes, you know, life is kind of like.
I feel like progress without pain isn't progress.
It's, yeah. Clock it. That is really good.
All right. Well, this is a very productive little time. But I will say the episode is not over, but... this little session here will be, but so for the listeners, it'll be instant. For us, it's going to be a couple hours because we're going to be doing the main session, and all the guys are going to recuperate their thoughts.
I like it.
And we're all going to talk about it later tonight. And for the girls, the same could be done for you, but you guys will probably have the mini mics. So yeah, you guys could have like a little.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But so yeah, we will probably cut. Yeah, I have one, and Isaac has one. But we're going to...
She has one, too.
No, she took mine.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah. How about we do that when we walk together?
Okay.
All right, but... all right, well, we'll cut to when we get there. All right.
Peace.
No, we will not cut there yet. Now we will cut there. All right, guys, we're back. Look, that took, like, literally a second, right, guys? Like, literally... No,
how'd I get here?
No 6 hour time jump at
six.
All. Do not say it.
6 7.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, it's now nighttime, which it was daytime earlier. And that's how the world works, you know? The sun goes up and then sun goes down, you know? Simple.
I have a inspirational quote to start the day.
No.
5 seconds long.
A treat.
Picture a tree, okay?
All right, so no. Seriously, though. On the serious note, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter how tall you are, no matter how short you are, no matter how high in economic status you are, no matter how low in economic status you are, by the end of the day, it's night.
Indeed. In the end of the day is night.
That's it.
What is it? All right. So before we continue on, we have
like this for the rest of the night.
We kind of have the same group of people, except we don't because we have someone new who's not been on the podcast yet.
Hey, my name's Lily. Nina.
All right, and you can hear everyone else. We have Isaac. We have Jonah. We have Andon, and we have Lacey. And we have me.
I said toothless earlier.
Yeah, you did say toothless earlier. Same thing. No.
Toothless.
But yeah, no. We have me. Stop. No.
Hi, me. I'm Dad.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, lazy.
What?
Is there a tea kettle running in here? What is happening?
Oh, sir, your tea is ready.
That is really loud. Doctor, no. But we had a pretty good night tonight, right, guys? With, like, the whole lesson and worship and everything, right? So I kind of want to just go around and let everyone talk about how or what their experiences was with tonight and everything. So I'll be last. So, Lily, you go first. Since you're brand new to this, you know.
Hey, guys. I just want to say shout out to my mama. And I just want to say that I have had such a great experience with this youth group. Everyone is so amazing. And last year I didn't get to go to CIY because I was back in my country, Trinidad and Tobago. And I'm just so happy that I could come with everyone this year and just open my mind to God and just have a great time just worshiping, learning, healing, experiencing, and I love it, and I just love everyone, so thank you. Passing it to Lacey.
Nina.
Can I quiz you on ocean facts?
That's what she says.
Sorry, Coven.
Is this allowed?
Am I really talking loud?
No.
You're talking like Isaac?
Isaac, you're the loudest.
I need you.
Pipe down, Isaac.
His eyes lit up.
No, it was a great night, and I'm proud of our youth group for being so open and honest, because I think that's definitely what makes a trip like CIY so great, is when you have the ability to be honest, and so that your friends can see God work through, like, you and your pain and everybody else's. And I think it's a great testimony to, like, not only to yourself but to the youth group, and you're allowing God to move big, and you're stepping out in faith when you're honest. So yeah, I think it was a great night.
I mean, yeah, I really do think it was a great night. The messages tonight were incredibly powerful. And a lot of people in our group that decided to be very vulnerable and share a lot going on in their lives. And honestly, that was just great to happen tonight. Yeah. And it was really needed for a lot of people.
My turn?
Yes, indeed. It is your.
Yeah. No. No. I'm just making sure that it was all in there. What's happening?
I'm just happy to be a part of your podcast. Okay. I'm just happy to be here. You know what I mean? Root bear.
Just happy to be here.
Yeah, no. It was a good time tonight. It was nice to see everybody emotional in a good way. And it was nice to see everybody open up and be honest with just not just their feelings, but honest with just all the struggles and things that they have gone through. I've learned a lot about you guys in the past 30 minutes, way more than I ever thought that I would. Things that I didn't, you know, ever know that you guys were going through, things that you felt, things, you know, struggles that I just never imagined. And so I'm just really, really glad to be a part of your guys' lives and to hear that, not to, you know, use that as ammunition against you guys, but to remember, you know, what you've been through and what you guys can accomplish out of that. So proud of you guys.
And we're proud of you, Jonah.
We're proud of you, Jonah.
Yeah.
I know I'm wearing a Superman costume right now, but really right now you're the Superman.
Yeah, you are. You are our superhero.
Bro, say stop. Stop.
Because he just has a deal.
Curly toed weirdness.
Sign it. Maybe that's who you should dress up for Halloween.
You signed it. Have a nice life.
Yeah, that's me coming up to all of your parents and being like, sign it. Now,
sign
now.
It.
Please, just sign it.
Sign the youth group. Sign the trip papers. Indeed.
You just have a giant goose behind you.
Oh, bro, you see how the gosh, you see you. The you see how yeah. Do you see how the bro, I love how at the end of the movie, literally, I love how at the end of the movie, like, the goose is his only friend, and they all, like, the goose explodes, and they all point and start laughing at Grumple. Same thing.
Why don't I remember this moment?
Yeah, no, literally, it's one of the funniest moments ever, literally. They kill his only best friend, and then they start laughing at him and make him dance. They force him to dance in a cage.
I don't remember any of this.
Lily, let me see your phone. I want to search it up.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you. I'll have to look it up later.
She's like, don't touch my phone. Don't touch my phone. She's like, I believe you.
Don't touch my microphone.
No. No, no.
Continue, Isaac.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I have to speak. No. No.
It's the goose.
Yeah.
Okay. Look what we started. Yeah, it was insane. No, so we have Tea Kettle, we have Bumble Clat. No. We have. I don't even know what that one. What does that mean?
I was so confused when you said that. I was like, I love 7-Eleven, man.
Yeah.
Let's go right now.
We got Toothless, we got.
Rumple.
And we have Goose. No. Because you wheeze. No, it's especially like, yeah.
Oh, so what are you, Chip?
I'd be the dead dad, I guess.
Oh my god.
He's like
goodness.
Shattered on the floor.
Jake wiping his buckers on
his Ew.
Buckers. She said buckers.
Can I get my buckers?
I want my.
Oh my.
I want my yo buckers.
I'm going to call Bucky's buckers now. Let's go to the buckers.
All right, Isaac.
Y'all.
In the morning, she was like, "Have y'all ever been to Bucky's?" Have
you? Literally, I thought that was so funny. Literally, I was with.
No,
I was literally with you. I was with you and Julius, and literally, she comes walking behind. No, yeah, it was you, me, and Julius. We were all there, and she walks up behind. She goes, "Have you guys ever been to Bucky's?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Here I am with all my
Bucky's equipment. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there once and twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the goose over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Isaac, you said you wanted to speak, right?
I did?
Yeah. So,
oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. And okay.
Oh Lord.
Doors and turn them lights down low.
No. No, we already are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Buckers.
Oh. What
can you
Isaac?
Speak?
You want to speak?
All right. We are waiting on
Actually,
you.
You did, but I was too busy laughing.
I know.
Yeah.
Jonah's dying.
Yogurt.
Dude, my privileges are taken away, bro.
So one thing I got.
No.
You guys need to wrap this up because this is like
starting
out.
Shit.
Hey,
let's get up.
That's guys, we have a special guest.
It's the dirty bubble. It's the dirty bubble.
Guys, we have to end the episode early. Guys, we have to end the episode.
No, we are not. Oh, Lord. Hey, guys, I got a special guest. It's the dirty bubble.
Why
is it dirty? SpongeBob. Mine so stink. They're just loud like firecrackers.
Ew. Can we get off the topic of farts, please? All right, Isaac still has yet to speak.
So you got 4th of July up.
Superman, talk about what you experienced tonight.
What I experienced. Tonight?
Yes.
Okay. You sure? Are you sure?
You sure you still want to hold that microphone? There's the door. No.
There's
a. Yeah.
Get on for that! I've never seen you so. I'm sorry, I loved that. It was like, get on with it! Ew! Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, please give me the strength to continue this. That's what. What do you mean? What do you think I meant by tea kettle? Yeah, we got Doc McStuffins and Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder.
Yeah. Because you just are.
Because he can fix it.
Yeah, you fix it.
I like Bob the Builder. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with Bob.
So, Jonah, when are you going bald?
Same. OG.
maybe this is a bad idea to bring. Literally, all it's bad. She's dying over there. All right, Isaac, now, please, talk about your night.
Yo!
Okay.
No, wait.
I'm overthrowing your mic chances.
Okay, so what did I learn? What I got from the message tonight. It's tonight, right? All right, so tonight. He said something about, like, remember the Pearl story. So this girl, like, in case you, I know you guys didn't hear the message, but, like, basically, there was this little girl, right, and she asked her dad, and she was at a grocery store, right, and she was like, Dad, Dad, can I get these pearls? They're, like, $10. He was like, okay, so, you know what, your birthday's in a couple days, we'll save up enough money, and then when the time is right, and when the time is right, we'll go back to the grocery store, and they're still there. We'll get them, right? And all of a sudden, like, they save up money, right? And then they go back to the grocery store. Lo and behold, it's still there. Yogurt, it's still there. And then she gets the pearls, puts them around her neck. Before she even bought them, she was like, "Daddy, this is the best."
You lost your mic privileges. I turned his volume off. Yeah. I turned you off.
Was it something I said?
Yes. All right, I'm going
to. Father.
There you go.
Dad.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Do you guys want to come say hello? You guys want to come say hello real quick? Yeah. Guys, look, we're making new friends. Don't mess this up. All right, so what is your name?
I'm Sadie.
I'm Alice.
I'm Addison.
I'm Maddie.
It's nice to meet all y'all. Where are y'all from?
We're from Williamsburg, Virginia.
I'm going up there next week.
Yes.
I love Virginia so much. So you guys all got high fives for that. I never high five people. So.
Yeah.
All right.
So touching. Bye.
Another fun fact about me, guys, I love Virginia with a passion. So, other than Tennessee, Virginia is my other favorite state in the world. And no, not in the world, but my favorite state in the United States.
Dolly Parton is from Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Smoky Mountains. But she has a place called, what, Dollywood?
She's a mountain
Dollywood or something. There it is. Ooh, no, all right. Isaac, continue.
Okay, let me continue my story. Okay, so she gets the pearls. She wears them, and then she's like, "Yo, Gert, I love these pearls."
You say Gert one more time, and I'm gonna throw you through the window.
Sorry, Gert.
Shut up.
Sorry, Gert.
We're gonna test if you actually can fly.
Yeah. Oh, because I'm a goose?
No, because you're Superman.
Oh.
Guys, he's wearing a Superman costume,
and then,
by the way.
And then, she's wearing her pearls and she's about to go to bed. The dad walks in and he's like, "Oh yeah, he's like, "Daughter, do you love me?" And then she's like, "Yeah, I love you so much, Dad." And then he was like, "Give me your pearls." She was like, "No." And then the next night, he asked the same thing. He was like, "Daughter, do you trust me?" And she was like, "I guess." She was like, "Yeah." And then he was like, "Okay, so give me the pearls."
No, I turned him up.
I'm sorry.
Turn it back down.
And then a week goes by. A couple.
The more you complain, the more I'm. Yeah, no. As you're.
All right.
That's gonna be me in 5 minutes.
You realize there's a bathroom here. Just go to the bathroom. Can you say that one more time?
I don't want to fart in the bathroom. I want to fart in the open with people.
Listen, she has a 5-inch grip on a 10-inch turd. Now let's go.
Oh, Lord.
The horse has left the stable.
Baja blasting.
Oh, my gosh. Give me the mic. So, guys.
Guys, I need to spit some facts right here.
Sorry, blasting blueberry made no sense. Blueberry. Well, I had the cherry. So, jokes on ya. So basically, guys, we went to Taco Bell on our way to CIY, and I just want to say I'm so happy that we stopped at that other church because I Baja blasted the toilet. And I clogged the toilet, but, like, it's fine because I, like, unclogged it because I'm like that. I unclogged it with a toilet scrub.
Did you
and
wipe?
I don't know how I did it, but I did it with no plunger. So that's on period. And Coben does not want me to be here anymore. He was like, "Please, Lily, can you come do the podcast?" And now he's like, "Jit, what is she doing here?" I'm like, but, you know, it's cool. Like, yeah.
No, it's not that I don't want you here. It's just this is a very unproductive episode. Right? The second half of this, I love how the first half of this episode was such a touching episode. We had such a nice heart-to-heart, and then we get to this one, and it's just, yes. What do you mean 8 hours? It's only been 1 minute.
Shaboom boom.
No.
What? This is all unedited. Everything you said here. Everything you said
here is going on. No, because you're gonna say I retract all my statements. No.
I just want to repent all my sins and God bless America. Thank you. Good night.
Can I finish my story now?
Yes, Isaac, you can finish your story now.
So a couple weeks go by, and basically...
Jonah's just dying over there. Jonah's done with tonight already. Yeah. Isaac hasn't even talked yet. He's already...
A couple weeks go by...
Oh my goodness, guys! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about this episode. We're all. Guys, I'm gonna go in the bathroom and blast blue raspberry all over the place. No, no, literally, when you said that to me, I was so confused. And he said, "Guys, I'm gonna go in the bathroom and blue raspberry blast everywhere." And I'm like, "What?" Yeah, I didn't know what he meant by it. All right, Isaac, continue with your story.
As I was saying.
Blueberry blast. Blueberry blast.
Isaac, continue.
Okay. So a couple weeks go by, and
Lacey,
A couple weeks ago, but.
Because someone keeps distracting Isaac, and Isaac will keep going with it.
Isaac's distracting himself. He keeps honking.
Like, what is this? No. Honking. And then you're No, and then it turns over to Lily's conversation, and Lily's talking about Baja blasted the toilet. Everyone listening to this episode is just gonna be like, "Yo, this is so touching and stuff. I can't wait to hear what they talk about later." Get to later.
No. I only skipped 10 seconds.
Yeah,
they skipped right. 10 seconds and we're like blueberry blah blah blah.
All right, Isaac. Actually,
and then a couple.
Stop talking. Everyone, listen to Isaac, and then after Isaac finishes up, we could talk about poop and fart jokes and stuff, whatever you like. Okay.
A couple weeks go by. So the girl's just like standing there. She doesn't go to bed. She hands her dad the pearls, and she was like, "You keep asking for them. Here they are." And then the dad, he pulls out this like $10,000 heirloom or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, and it was real pearls. And he was trading those pearls for the real ones. And that's the kind of plan God has for us. And so we just gotta trust in him. So anybody listening to this, just pray, read your Bible. Just like find something in the Bible and find the scripture and just pray, talk to God, and just like ask him his plan for your life if you don't know already. If you know already, that's great. That's cool. I love that. And if you want to like explore your future but you don't know how, just pray about it. If you don't know anything, just pray about it. And if you just like need some encouragement, just talk to somebody about it. And
how are you still laughing over there?
It's just the time period to the series is over, and I'm losing my voice, and now I'm gonna.
You sound like you're gonna cry.
I sound like I'm going through puberty.
All right, Isaac, that was a very touching moment. Give the mic back to Jonah now. Yeah, Jonah had a handout.
Yeah.
Andy, can you open the window, please?
No. Yeah, I know how to open that.
Yeah, I'm going to pick him up by, like, backside and just... No, I'm joking. Don't actually open it.
So, watch him, you... Watch him, Superman.
Okay,
Oh, my God.
And Isaac actually almost Isaac flew
fell.
Out the window.
Having me, I had such a great time here. I'm so sorry to the dreadheads. I'm not like
no,
this.
I'm not.
This isn't me.
Oh, well, Lily, that's so.
Don't
gross.
Listen to her. She is
Lily.
This is
she
real.
Just blueberry.
This is who you are.
Oh, Lily, come on.
Why is there a brown cloud like covering the area, bro? So now that we're on the topic, so since like the whole serious bit is over now, and now we're in the fun side, I guess I
was cause that was the serious.
Yeah, apparently.
It was supposed to be.
No, I feel like we were at the point where we're mixing serious and funny, and now we're done with serious because we clearly can't keep it going. How are they still laughing over there? Oh my goodness.
That was the seed. Yeah.
Jonah, I think the mic picked that one up. I think that's.
That was.
Jonah just farted
that,
and
no,
sat
that was
down
the seed. That was. That was a cough. It was,
yeah,
sorry
yeah, yeah.
about that.
It was you, the seed that was.
You can
cough.
Edit that out, can't
yeah,
you?
No.
Stupid seed.
What is this what episode? This was the best night so far. Now we had so much good things to talk about. And
we're
now
cooked.
It's just,
yeah, we're cooked.
We're bringing so many, like, we just shouted out our podcast to so many people, and now this is
this
what they're going to
the
get.
This was the worst thing. This was the worst.
This is what everyone there is going to get. Like, I feel so... I'm so sorry, probably. I saw that, too. As you were moving around, you put the mic towards your butt.
No,
yes, you did.
No, that was the stupid seat.
Yeah,
making it sound like I farted. This
as
is,
you put the
I'm
microphone
so
up
embarrassed.
To your butt.
No. It was my butt. It was my butt indent that it was. Yeah, there you go. See there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, might be.
Anyway,
I,
yeah, that's the chair had too many tacos.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't like tacos. I like
you
chicken.
Don't like tacos?
No, I am not a taco guy. I'm a chicken guy.
What if it was like pulled chicken or something?
Nah. The only thing, which is what I got at Taco Bell when we came up here, is I got a chicken quesadilla. That's the only thing I get there with a Baja Blast. Well, yeah, I'm a picky eater, so I don't like veggies. I don't like all the diced stuff and like that. If I'm getting a taco,
I used to be just as picky.
If I'm gonna get anything like a taco, it'd literally only be meat and cheese, and that'd be a waste of my money at Taco Bell. So I was like, I'd rather just get a chicken quesadilla because I like chicken a lot.
I mean, so, you know, you can order tacos like that. You just don't get a supreme, and then you just take off the lettuce.
No, before, like, I always used to go to Taco Bell, I only got cheese roll ups because they were like
literally same.
They were literally like they're like a dollar, so it's like I'd get like eight of them.
Yeah, I did exactly that, except my parents at a certain point are like, no, you need to have some meat in there.
Yeah, actual food.
You need to have some protein in that
taco.
Yeah,
but for me it was different. I had that, and then I had my Baja Blast.
No more Baja Blast.
Hey, so wait, Jonah, what do you know about Baja Blast?
Blastin' Mary.
Jonah's dying again.
Oh my gosh, I took the seat of
Jonah, life. I think you're going to gain abs by laughing so much.
I still feel like I'm going to throw up if I keep laughing so hard.
We got Isaac over there.
He's being quiet now.
Yeah. Even though you don't have the mic, I'm still turning it down.
Just, am I being that loud?
No, it's for him. Because, out of spite of you. Because the costume... There's nothing in there. Nothing in the tank. He'd blow us away.
There's no ammunition.
All right, guys. Since we're at, like, the goofy time, I'm just going to ask all y'all, like, trivia questions or just, like, rank different things. All right. I'm going to, like, do an interview or, like, ask random questions. So, actually, if you can hand the mic to Jonah real quick. Jonah Bogus.
Yo.
So, you're on the road. And you're stopping at a gas station, and you need a snack and a drink. What is the snack and the drink you're getting?
My snack and a drink. Well, to be honest, I'm not a gas station snacky person. When I go to the gas station, I do two things. I Baja Blast it. But... And then if I don't do that,
we had 6-7 last year. We had 6-7 last month, and now we have Baja Blast and toilets.
Yeah, and Blast and blueberries.
No,
so. or in Lily's case, Blast and cherries. I guess I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know how.
So either Blast in the toilets or getting gas, right?
Yeah.
Gas station, but. From what I hear, Joyride, this thing called Joyride.
Yeah, by Ryan Trahan.
By Ryan Trahan.
Can,
is apparently.
I have not had it, but I've heard about it a lot.
Yeah, is very fire, is what I have been told by multiple people.
Yeah.
And every time, oh my gosh, on this trip. When
we Kenny! Sorry, guys. Kenny, come join us! We're talking about random stuff now because the serious part of the...
We're talking about Joyride, actually.
Yeah, right when you...
And he's coming... Yeah,
he's
and he's running.
Sprinting over.
So, now that we have Kenny in here, so Kenny...
We have Joyride expert.
Yeah, he's
here.
The Joyride expert, except every time we stop for Joyride, it's not there. So,
did
that's crazy. But anyway, I guess to answer your question, it would be Joyride. I don't care what kind, because I guess that's the new favorite thing now.
Yeah, wait,
gas
wait, wait.
station
I'll,
stop.
It'll go around. So
and okay, then yeah. soda. Like, it's got to be soda, right? Because yeah. I'm not.
I heard that you like Mellow Yellow now.
I like Mellow Yellow now, but, like, I mean, that's, like, definitely not my top number one soda. Either you clipped me.
Oh.
What does that say? Aw, I'm a blessing. Thank you so much. That's super cool.
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought you were. I thought you were like no, stroking my arm or something. Like
me or my That's what
I felt. That's what I felt. I felt like this, and I'm like, "What the heck are you doing?" So either honestly, just basic like Cherry Coke because
Cherry Coke is so good.
You can't. Or sorry, not Cherry Coke. Vanilla Coke. Sorry.
Never mind.
Vanilla.
You lost me.
Vanilla Coke.
No, you lost me.
Or, if not that, then just Mountain Dew. It doesn't even matter what, like...
Okay, you got me back.
Especially if it's Baja Blast, but...
Shut up! Not this again! Kenny, you, when you listen back on this episode, you will understand everything,
yeah,
but...
we
No!
No, you came in at the right time! Except we were talking about Blueberry Blast in the toilet. No,
yeah, it was way more than that. Also, me and Jonah need to privately talk with you. Ew, no.
So yeah, you weren't here. So for dinner, one of the desserts or whatever that they have here, not desserts, but
like a popsicle.
Popsicle. It's called the flavor.
Blueberry Blast. Oh, you showed it to me.
Blastin' Blueberry. Like that. Yeah. And so I told Coben, I was like, I'll be right back. I got to go Blastin' Blueberry. And then Coben was like, what the heck are you talking about? And I showed it in his face. I was like, I'm doing this right now.
But yeah. All right, Andy, what about you?
Gummy worms and a Slurpee with whatever flavors I can get my hands on.
Perfect. I love green apple.
I usually leave out Coke. I don't care for Coke as much, but.
I love green apple, but I've never seen that as a slushy flavor.
No, I always see it.
I never see it. I never. Also, maybe. They might be in yours, like, because you live in Astera. Yeah, I don't. All right. Yours.
Is my mic on?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no. Can you go back?
Yeah, you'll understand what I mean. Yeah.
Baja Blast.
He's so quiet. He's so, like, he's scared of saying it because he's not coming back. Because we've already almost muted him before.
Yes, I took away his talking. As you guys can hear right now, the audio cut out there because the equipment died. But this is the end of the episode for night three. Is it night three?
Yeah, night
three. Yeah. But yeah, if you guys want to say goodnight, we have Jonah and Kenny in here.
A good night.
Have a very good night.
We will see you on tomorrow's episode. Goodbye.